I'm in Davis. We were out in the country about 24 miles, but she was staying here in town. She just got out of college from business college, and she was staying with her uncle. I think she was here trying to trap somebody. Well, she said she trapped me. And this gal called me. Said, you said you wanted to date with her. She's here. Says, I can fix it up for you. And we were still with him, Mom.
I guess it was, Mom.
And, I said, well, sure, and so Ruby picked it up. I got a date with her. And Lex stood her up one night, and she quit me. But I just fell head and heel over in love with her, and I kind of think she did, but she was playing hard to get. We went together 6 weeks, believe it or not. That's the shortest courtship I ever had, and it's been 37 years of it.
Yes, sure has.
After people got married, did they ever have something where they'd come around the house?
Do what now?
Shoot off their guns, you know, raise them a big...
No, that's what they call... That's what they call chivalry, and when somebody... somebody gets married again, they have to chivalry them. Second wedding.
Get guns. Age.
They call it chivalry them.
They don't do it anymore?
No, no. Don't hear about that anymore.
Did you ever go to one or know about one?
Yes, sir. I've been to them. I used to go to these old square dances out in the country. Drank a little bit. When I was with her, she was big church going, I wasn't anything. She wouldn't go to the movies. She wouldn't go to the picture show. Never been to a dance. I'd been to all of that and everything.
There was a place in town where you could see go to the picture show?
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Well, you see, 37 years we've been married. I was courting about 40 years. I mean, started courting about 40 years ago. 45 years, something like that. I think I started courting him about 5 or 6 years old. That's been 55 years ago, wouldn't it, man?
You
think
we're
in a
strong age to turn off the air conditioning?
Y'all ever play pranks on people in town?
Oh, yeah. Those boys was the meanest boys in the world. I remember when my wife and I got married, we had a plum tree in the backyard, and kids would come down and raid that plum tree.
Yes.
And she said, well, where I come from, so they shoot one another and they'd take things from people out in the farm. I'd all let them kids be kids, because I'd been guilty of things like that. I was coming up, we'd steal plums, we'd steal watermelons, or sugar cane, and just pull prank. Well, we'd do it. And I think boys were just about as mean then as they are now. It just wasn't as many of them, and they didn't have as much law as they have now to catch up with them.
Well, they didn't have much to get into. They had much money. And we
wouldn't go to barrooms and things when we were kids. We'd go out in the woods and play. Cowboy and Indian. Climb trees or get up on top of a pine and get as far out as you can and bend it over where you ride it down to the ground. Sometimes they'd break off and you'd hit the ground and knock the breath out of you.
You
feel
that?
Yes, sir, plenty of times. Go out to a swim hole. We call it a club swim hole. Wouldn't have no girls. We didn't have bathing suits then. We had swim nude. No matter, just boys swim hole. We'd get us a cable, hang in a tree, and